Questions 8 to 14.
By the 16th century, forks were in everyday use in Italy, and in 1533 they were brought from Italy to France when an Italian noblewoman married the future king of France. At first, using them was thought to be pretentious, and they were slow to catch on. In the early 17th century, an Englishman named Thomas Coriate brought the first forks back to England after seeing them in Italy during his travels. The English, however, thought forks unnecessary, treated them with ridicule, and continued to use their hands. But slowly, forks became fashionable among the wealthy. Small, slender-handled forks with two tines were used for sweet, sticky foods or for food which was likely to stain the fingers. By the middle of the 17th century, forks used solely for dining were luxuries made of expensive materials. They indicated social status and sophistication and were intended to impress guests. Early table forks, like kitchen forks, had two fairly long, widely spaced tines, which ensured that meat wouldn't twist while it was being cut, but small pieces of food fell between the tines. In late 17th century France, larger forks with four tines were developed. Diners were now less likely to drop food, and as the tines were curved, forks served as a scoop, so people didn't have to constantly switch to a spoon while eating. The fact that knives were still used as weapons always posed the threat of danger at the dinner table. However, once forks began to gain popular acceptance, forks being more efficient for spearing food, there was no longer any need for a sharp tip at the end of a dinner knife. In 1669, the King of France declared knives like this illegal on the street or at the dinner table, and he had all knife tips ground down in order to reduce violence. Other design changes followed. Cutlers, who manufactured knives, began to make the blunt ends wider and rounder so that small pieces of food could be piled on the knife and carried to the mouth. The birth of blunt-tipped knives in Europe had a lasting effect on American dining etiquette. At the beginning of the 18th century, very few forks were being imported to America. However, knives were being brought in and their tips became progressively blunter. Because Americans had very few forks and no longer had sharp-tipped knives, they had to use spoons in place of forks. They would use the spoon to steady food as they cut, and then switch the spoon to the opposite hand in order to scoop up food to eat. This style of eating has continued to the present day, though with the fork replacing the spoon. Many Americans cut their food, then lay the knife down and hold only the fork while they eat. During the last 100 years or so, the ornamental styles of cutlery popular in previous centuries have given way to much plainer designs, and stainless steel has replaced many of the materials used earlier. Now there's a whole range of cutlery intended for different purposes in the kitchen or dining room, including different spoons for soup, dessert, tea, coffee, knives for main course, steak, grapefruit, forks for cake, main course, dessert, and the list grows longer as new specialized implements are invented.